Dr. Karen Riggs, the coordinator of the Scripps College of Communication Social Media Certificate, proudly wears her Not My President button a student made for her. For her, it's a way to express support and solidarity to her students from marginalized groups. Riggs, like a number of students, was disappointed with the election results.
My reaction was A, obviously, terror and anger at my fellow Americans. But what I can say is the students that I have been in contact with, by and large, are very disappointed.
In addition to dealing with the emotional impact of the election, there have been a number of reported incidents around the country of physical and verbal attacks, racist graffiti, and hateful harassment. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit organization monitoring the activities of domestic hate groups and other extremists, reported 867 incidents of hateful harassment or intimidation in the United States since the election of Donald Trump. Riggs says students are coming to her with stories of harassment as well.
African-American students, women, had told me they'd been uptown and, you know, they'd seen these Make America Great hats and things like that, and they felt very marginalized by them. Another woman told me that she was with some of her friends uptown, and some guys turned and spoke to them uninvited and said, you know, after the inauguration, we're going to be grabbing you by. And then I had a gay student who told me that he's been called faggot on campus and uptown a number of times.
While some of Riggs' students are coming to her with stories of incidents that made them feel fearful about what could happen in the post-election climate, Ohio University police say no one has come to them to report a hate crime. But for students from minority communities, it is an uneasy time. So Dr. Riggs will continue to wear her button to show students who may feel uneasy navigating this current political climate that they are not alone. For The Outlet, this is Nkuli Shongwe.